Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
It's Blackjack Farms and Guests' annual female production sale coming up on Saturday, October the 10th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. The lots are being consigned by Blackjack Farms, McCarran Farms, and Pfeiffer Angus Farms and include 70 Angus and Simmental Sim-Angus lots. Sale books online at mcsauction.com or you can call sale manager Matt Sims for more information at 405-641-6081. Blackjack Farms and Guests' female production sale Saturday, October the 10th in Seminole.
Well, the feeder cattle futures were 30 to 70 cents lower here with the October down 32, 141.02. That's about 40 off the lows. The November down 70 at 141.35, 50 off the lows. January down 57, March down 67. So since yesterday's corn rally, the feeder cattle have come off for the second day. Live cattle were up 10 in October at 108.65. It looks like there's some 107 cash trade around, which would be right in line with where we were last week. December, though, down 35 at 112 even. The midday box beef was up 84 cents on choice at 218.58. The select up 89 cents at 208.43. Today's slaughter was 120,000. Last week, the same time, 121. Week to date, we're about 4,000 below where we were last week, but above last year, if you remember, a year ago is when all that Tyson fire happened up in Kansas. So we're kind of dealing with the fallout from that. So we're above last year, but still 4,000 lower than where we were last week at the same time. Lean hogs today finished down about 40 in December at 62.70. And a few changes here. Monday, October 5th, the limits will expand on the live cattle and feeder cattle. They're going from $3 to $4 on live and $4.50 to $5 on the feeder cattle.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Express Ranch's fall bull sale is coming Monday, October 5th, 11 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma, featuring 650 head on offer, 270 Angus bulls, 44 Hereford bulls, and a lot more. You can attend in person or see it live on SLA TV, Superior Livestock, or on liveauction.tv. Express Ranches provides genomically enhanced EPDs on their bulls. You can check out the sale catalog and sale videos for the fall bull sale at expressranches.com.
The grain futures were mixed today. Corn, three higher. Beans, about a penny higher. And then both of the wheat contracts were under pressure here. Chicago wheat down 6 to 8. Kansas City down about 4 cents. Kansas City July was 526.5. Down about 4. There are a lot of attention being paid to that as the wheat goes in the ground here. We need some rain. We've not had very much luck with rain here since the wheat has been planted. But we are back at levels not really seen since January. The July of 2021 wheat contract made a high back on January 2nd of 438.5. Right now we're at 426.75. So right within that range on the July Kansas City wheat. If you go back and look at the low back in August, it was all the way down to 449. So about 80 or so cents off of that low since August the 7th, so roughly 2 months ago. So that's a pretty good rally. The cotton today, it was up 12 here in December at 65.91. And then late in the day, the stock market is giving some of it back, down 54 in the December Dow at 27,610. Crude oil futures are down about $1.50 to $1.60 and back below $40 a barrel, with November at 38.62, down $1.60.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.